Hello, hello.
Oh, hi, Justin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Not too bad. I was going to call you later today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you're aware that we're having trouble with the payment, right?
Yeah, my wife told me because she was waiting on her password for the email verification and hasn't gotten it yet. And so she concluded that that may be because of the payment.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So is there something going on with the card that we have on file, or is there a different one you wanted to use?
Shouldn't be an issue with the card on file, but the thing is, I don't know which card you have on file. So let me see those last four.
It's a Visa. Yeah, it ends in 8971.
Let me see what I got here in my wallet.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to update a different method here. We got a new business account.
Oh, that's what it is then. Okay, so is it still the same billing address on Pine Street for the new account?
No, that was a personal address when we were switching offices. We need to update that as well.
Okay, so let's start there. What's the billing address?
New billing address would be 223 Gay Street, G-A-Y.
G-A-Y Street. Okay, got it.
That's in Canapolis, Carolina.
Okay, and the zip?
28081.
Excellent. Okay, and then the card number?
Card number is 4427.
Okay.
3225.
Got it.
4445.
Okay.
6689.
And expiration?
Expiration looks like 04 of 30.
4 of 30. And then the code?
Code is 926.
926. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you should be good to go. Bear with me. We'll make sure everything is yep, this one worked. I got the green light. Now, please let your wife know that if she was waiting on a password for the workspace, that I'm going to send a message right now to customer support and let them know that the account is all paid in full. And I'll have someone reach out to her today, but also have her check her filtered mail, because sometimes we send from a very large Gmail server, so it could be that it's in the spam folder. But it's not. Okay, I heard you say that. So I'm going to have someone, customer support, reach out to you today. It looks like they were using T. Wimbley at the League of Factotums.com, correct?
That is correct.
That's the one I need to reset the password for. If they're sending it to that email, I can't access it because I'm locked out.
Got it. Okay. I see that. She wants to reset the email she uses to... Okay. So I will let them know if they do need to send you a link or something to reset the password to send it to the other email that we have on file. Is it wimbley.fame@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can send it to that.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. You got it. Okay, so either way, I'll have them reach out to you today, and then thank you for taking care of that missed payment, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
While I have you on the phone, there was another concern.
Sure.
I was authorizing her to make any changes or any phone calls, to the account or what have you. I just wanted to make sure that was known, because I think we tried to update
check.
That a few times, and she had to keep verifying it with me, and I can't always be on the
phone. Oh, I can help you. It does say that Tanisha Wimbley is an authorized user on this account. So
that's good. Awesome.
Whoever you spoke with last time, they actually did add her. So, yeah, if she ever calls in and has to make any changes, it's perfectly fine.
Fantastic. All right, that's all I wanted to know.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad that you verified that. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, okay?
You as well. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.